Mr. Don Kendall, sir.
Hello? Hello. Don, I just opened the Christmas presents, and I want to tell you that koala bear really made a hit.
Well, thank you very
much. Such a lovely thought, and we do appreciate it so much. I bet, who picked it, you or Bim?
Well, as a matter of fact, that's one that I happen to pick.
Ah, good. Well, it had a nice touch to it, and we've got it out up on the second floor among the other treasures up here, and so we are most grateful. Also, I thought you should know that I just talked to Pete Finnegan earlier today. He told me about your suggestion to George Moore. We're going to offer him that ambassadorship in Argentina, if he'll take it.
Well, I think if he gets the word that you want him to do it, the importance of it, he'll probably do it.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'm going to have Pete hit him. And then if he doesn't indicate that he... You know, if he indicates anything, I'll have Pete give you a ring and ask you to call him, too, see? And then, I'll call him if he's in any way receptive. He would be ideal. You see, we need a very strong man there, and he's a banker, he knows Spanish, he has great prestige, and he's got great dignity, and he'd just be perfect for the job.
No, I think he would be. I think he'd be.
You know, the only better guy for it would be you, but I need you here. Now, that's the truth.
Well, I need the money that I'm making, too.
Oh, well, you don't need the money. No, but we need you, my guy. I don't know anybody else to furnish me the golf balls. How you been?
I think we're coming along very well, and that's money for the convention. I think we'll have that raised
by
the end of January.
Oh, that's wonderful. Well, we do appreciate everything you've done and are doing, and I just hope you have a great Christmas and little kids and everything.
Well, we're all staying here. As a matter of fact, we had our Christmas Eve tonight.
That's what we did.
We've got Augustine Edwards and his friend from Chile are here. And
well, give him my best and tell him that as far as I'm concerned, our Yundi, he will not last.
Well, they got, as a matter of fact, some bad news tonight on their paper because they're trying to, you know, force the El Mercurio out and they're cutting their credit.
But I'm sure you know, we're trying to help them through very indirect ways that nobody knows about. And I've approved that myself. So tell him to keep his spirit up.
I certainly will, and it was very nice of you to call. I certainly appreciate it.
But,
if there's anything I can do on a more situation, I certainly will.
Yeah, well, we'll see. You know, we've got to sort of feel it. He may have a personal problem, but Pete's going to feel him out, and then we're going to look at what we had over the weekend.
Did Maury tell you about my negotiations in Moscow?
Not yet. No.
Very good.
Maury told me that he had he raised the subject, you know, with him, or apparently he had some talks about the thing himself.
Well, actually, Maury and I talked were thinking together when we got into the discussion on this, and I'd had a meeting with him that morning, and then spent the afternoon with Kolachev.
Great.
And I think we're going to work a deal we'll get their vodka, and we'll get Pepsi in, and in fact, Sagan turned to Sands and said, I know you don't like Monopoly, so I'm going to give him a Monopoly.
Good. Well, just don't have me drink the damn vodka.
You don't have to.
You can sell it to other people.
Now, that's...
No, it'll be a great deal.
That's one trip when you make that one. If you've got anybody you want to go along and baggage, I'd love to go with you.
Well, I'll keep it in mind, but, you know, it might be a chance. You know, I don't know what they're going to set up at this point, but by April we should know.
No, I'm serious. I would love to make that trip with you.
Mm-hmm. All right,
I'd rather make that one than the China one.
Yeah. Well, you wouldn't get to do much in China anyway. Yeah. Well, anyway.
It's very interesting. I told Maury that when you got back from your whirlwind visit, I think it would be very good if we could get Jack Powers and maybe Bob Ingersoll and Maury and I sit down and have a few minutes with you and tell you what we found out in our discussions over there, because when they all had negotiations, I think you'd be very interested in the results.
Good, Will.
It's all a result of what you've done in China. It's just the whole thing around. It's unbelievable.
Well, we just we hope that it continues along that line. The Russians, of course, play a pretty hard game in some places in the world, but we can work something out here that'll help.
Well, a little different than the last time I was there, which was 2059. I never felt there was any anti-Americanism at the lower level, it was at the top.
Sure.
This time, I didn't feel any either at the top or the bottom, but I felt the anti-Chinese from the top to the bottom.
Well, that's just fine. We'll keep them guessing.
Sure have.
Yeah.
Beautiful job.
Right. Well, Don, give my best to Ben.
A great year for you, and I'm going to congratulate you.
Well,
thank God you're there.
Well, we just keep the economy going. Up. How have you been your sales, Ben? I hope they're good.
We're going to end up 10% ahead this year, and we just completed our forecast for next year. And as a matter of fact, when Pete called me, the one thing we're concerned about in our forecast next year is Argentina. Because we've got such a tremendous investment, if that thing turns around,
it won't. I think if we get a good, strong ambassador, we can.
Exactly what you need.
You think George could do it, don't you?
I do, and I don't. I think the guy you've got is wonderful, but he's great with the full of people.
I know what you mean. Well, you remember you told me that before.
I think George is, has got enough intelligence, enough prestige to
Well, if we can get him, we're going to do it. If we don't, we're going to get another business type down there. That's what I think we need.
I gave Pete a second name on it.
I think he has to speak Spanish, though. That's the problem.
Yes, well, the second, Jack Junkin, who was the W.R. Gray.
Yeah.
Absolutely fun. He was considered at one point for Myers' job.
Mm-hmm.
And,
Pick
Myers' step. I think more would be better than getting.
Good. Okay, Don, we'll take
Merry Christmas, and allow the patent.
Yeah, all right, John. Goodbye.